Welcome to Kinsman Redeemer Ministries, a Christian identity church that believes in the good news that the Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, Scandinavian, Germanic, and kindred people are the true Israel of Scriptures. Well, good morning. I'm Pastor Mark Downey, and today's message is entitled Maturing in Christ. As we deal with things in life, we learn to use the Word of God as our standard. In 1 Thessalonians 5:21, it tells us, "Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good." I chose this subject because it's clear that God's will for us is to grow up in spiritual maturity, to become like Jesus. For those whom God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of His Son, Romans 8:29. He wants us to develop the character of Christ. The big question then is, how do we become mature in Christ? The answer is that we read, believe, and obey. It's the application of the Word. Become doers of the Word. Don't just hear it and deceive yourself. James 1:22. Don't call yourself a Christian and then not practice Christianity. There are different levels of spiritual consumption that bless the continuation of our life journey. The Bible makes the analogy of milk and solid food to the believer in Hebrews 5:12. A baby Christian just swallows the easy-to-understand scriptures, while the full-grown adult chews and studies the Word and digests the meat of prophecy and the dynamics of doctrine. Babies gag on T-bone steaks, and adults need more than just milk, lest they stagnate. Lately, we've witnessed some personalities in Christianity, in a very broad sense. Some teachers who are in need of being taught again the elementary principles of the oracles of God. I was a student and follower of Pastor Pete Peters for many years. And for many years, he was feeding his flock. Until recently, with this Door Day doctrine, he's not feeding his flock. And then in the Judeo-Christian world, there's Benny Hinn, who was slipping spiritual cyanide into the troughs of the weekly parishioners. Well, let me tell you something. We are not meant to remain as children spiritually, carried about with every wind of teaching by the deceitful trickery of men, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But, as it says in verse 15, speaking the truth in love, we may grow up into Him in all things. Nor are we to be poisoned by those who say we are Israelite and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. I was proud to see our church members stand together in opposition to the adversaries of Christ last week, when our church grew an inch or two responding to the call of what I believe was the Holy Spirit, and deliver imprecatories against the satanic, antichrist, frog-faced devil Benny Hinn at the Tacoma Dome. That was a type of maturing in Christ. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 13:9, "Our greatest wish and prayer is that you will become mature Christians." Because, back to Ephesians 4:11, he gave some people pastors and teachers proclaiming the good news for the perfecting or maturing of the saints. In other words, Christian supremacists, for the building up of the church until we all come to a unity of faith and a unity of knowledge of Christ, to a position of strength and maturity so that we're no longer immature and vulnerable to falsehood. This is not talking about our literal age, as Christ warned not to offend the innocent faith of the little ones. young children are often less corrupted from the world than the old fogey hypocrites. Christ was only 33 when he attained perfection, which then is not an unreasonable expectation for any Israelite to come to the knowledge of the Son of God. This is a problem in identity, where older family members don't think the young whippersnappers can tell them anything about the Bible. They have a maturity problem. God can use vessels of honor at any age to communicate his will. The last thing the Old Testament ends on is the symbiotic thought that the hearts of the fathers turn to the children and the children to their fathers. Malachi 4:6. When Jesus was 12, he astonished the doctors in the temple. They were amazed at his understanding. Jesus increased in wisdom and stature in favor with God and man. Luke 2:52. I'm not saying to hang on the word of every precocious child, but if you discern someone who has been trained in the ways of the Lord and the way he should go, the Bible says when he's old, he will not depart from that training. The maturity is progressive. Hebrews 13:2 reminds us not to forget hospitality, because you might be entertaining angels unaware. Somebody that has a message for you from God. I want to dispel some common misconceptions about spiritual growth. Maturing in Christ is not automatic, with the Judeo assumptions of being saved or born again, or with the passing of time. Or I would say some gentlemen who are retired from the military and think that their rank is still relevant in a body of Christ. Millions of Christians have grown older without ever growing up. The truth is, a person must have the desire to grow and decide to make an intentional effort. Becoming like Christ is the result of the commitments we make. When there is no objective to mature in Christ, any progress made as a Christian will be circumstantial rather than intentional. Spiritual growth is too important to be left to circumstance. True Christianity is not being reactionary to events as they happen. Otherwise, we would be forever in a defensive mode. Lord knows the world is in a constant state of change. But regardless of what condition temporal things may be, we're told in Romans 6:13 to yield or give yourselves completely to God so that we are a weapon in the hands of God, to be used for his mighty purposes. And I'm reminded of Samson. We become whatever we are committed to. Maturity is having a vision. A vision is a plan with a purpose. We do not mature in Christ through some sort of mystical osmosis, burning incense, chanting rosaries, saying Yahweh and Yahshua, or taking a dip in the baptismal pool. Any white person can mature spiritually if they develop practical action steps and everyday habits. We are creatures of habit. Can you see the potential of daily Bible reading, for example? If you discipline yourself to do this for 20 years, do you think you are more of a disciple of Christ than if you hadn't? Of course you would. Christian character cannot be obtained overnight. It's a slow process that takes time. It's a journey that will last a lifetime. It can be made easier if you have the right direction. we arrive, as Ephesians 4:13 puts it, unto the measure of the stature or development of the fullness of Christ, that is, our maturity in Christ. God has provided us with a wonderful means of direction through leaders who lead. Anarchy is the antithesis to the way, the life, and the truth. The word pastor means to lead and feed. The purpose of a pastor leader is to provide a palatable food for the developing members' growth so that they also may serve the needs and edify their brethren. A pastor, if he is a man of God, is given by God the gift of discernment to try or test the spirits, the ability to tell if a person is separated from evil and is dedicated to God. 1 John 4:1. A congregation should resonate this gift in unity in order to mature as a body of Christ. Whenever that which is contrary to the Word of God is introduced into the church, when the Achans bring in their alien wedge of gold, they bring sin into the camp of Israel, and the growth immediately stops until it is removed. Benny Hinn's numbers may be increasing, but it is only growing in strong delusion. Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Continue, or grow and mature, in the things which you have learned and have been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. 2 Timothy 3:13. We don't want to grow in curses, we want blessings. And it can go either way, depending on what we are committed to. Many churches evaluate their maturity in Christ by how well you can name people in the Bible, or quote scriptures chapter and verse, or debate doctrine as proof of the measure of their growth. However, Christian life isn't predicated on memorization or talk, although these are important foundations. What is important is our spiritual condition, and it's shaped more by behavior than beliefs. Beliefs must be backed up with our deeds. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also, James 2:26. And in James 3:13 in the AST we read, who is wise and knowledgeable among you? Let him show by good behavior his actions in the gentleness of wisdom. And in Ephesians 5:8, for ye were sometimes darkness. In other words, you had an attitude to ignore God and not be committed to anything. But now ye are full of light from the Lord. Therefore, walk as children of light. In other words, if you're going to be a real Christian, your behavior should show it. Jesus said it best of all in Matthew 7:16, by their fruits ye shall know them. I've known men who had a wonderful head knowledge of the Bible, who were the most arrogant and obnoxious people to be around. Their spiritual maturity was juvenile, and it impacted the body of Christ. We mentioned milk and strong meat earlier, and this is symbolic of the different levels of God's Word which we consume. Christ rebukes the Pharisees in Matthew 15, explaining to his disciples in verse 11, it's not the things entering your mouth that defiles a man, it's the things coming out of his mouth. And in verse 8, they draw near to me with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. People can receive divine revelation by reading the Bible, but what they do with it, perverting the commandments of God or preserving the integrity of God's commands, reflects on the type of fruit they are producing. The Bible is a supernatural instrument of righteousness when we rightly divide what it means. We can witness the failures of those who have not done God's will. We know what God's word says, but if we don't put it into practice what we know, we foolishly build a house on sand. Let us build the foundation of our fellowship upon the solid rock of Jesus Christ by hearing what he has to say and doing according to his instructions. We begin our journey with the simple milk of understanding and grow into the mature and sound doctrines of our kinsman Redeemer, which we not only learn, but also love and live for. Well, we will continue this subject of maturing in Christ next time. Hail Jesus the Christ, praying our Arian benediction. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of the white race, and I will bless them. Amen.